That way, you're not very mad at me. Let that baby melt.
But, all right. Well, that puts us just about at 4 o'clock, so we're out of time for this week. But we'll be back next week with some different people, maybe. Jamie won't be here.
Fortunately,
my friend Evan might come along. He's pretty funny guy, so tune in next week. That's all we have for you. I'm Stephanie Morris.
I'm Claire Rigney.
I'm James Morrow.
And I'm Zach Flanagan.
And Aaron is in here somewhere.
Aaron.
Where's Aaron?
Still hiding
Aaron.
Somewhere.
Aaron, hello.
All right.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Welcome, Rolo Nation. This is Officer John Tarter with the Virginia Tech Police Department. Nicole, can you tell the audience who you are and why we picked that particular song?
Yes, I can. I'm Officer Nicole Quesenberry, and I think we did introductions last time. Are we still going back? It's been a 2-week break. Are we?
We can follow your agenda if you'd like.
Okay. Well, since this is the officer introduction part, Nicole Quesenberry, 4 years of service at Virginia Tech, 2 dogs, 1 cat named Daryl. That is all. So that was the theme from SWAT. And we picked that song in particular as a tribute to Officer Zumwalt and Officer McGuire as they graduated SWAT school this past Friday.
And we don't call our SWAT officers here. We have a special name for them. What is that? What are you?
We call them the ERT team, which is Emergency Response Team.
And one of our dispatchers just texted me in, and she wanted to know if that was the theme to Chips. That's not the theme to Chips. Is that correct?
Well, if you say so, I'll take your word for it.
So it sounds like next week we're going to have the theme to Chips as our theme song. Caroline, can you tell the plethora of Rolo Nation audience out there who you are?
Yeah, I'd love to, John. Caroline Maholland. I just moved here in July. It's really not a just anymore. I guess I've been here for a little while. From Boston. I was born and raised just north of Boston, and I moved here to work in residence life at Virginia Tech. I am a weather enthusiast, which is part of what brings me here today, and also a major Boston sports fan.
True.
And that's the big reason why you're here, Caroline, just to say
it's true.
Caroline, when I was talking about weather, when I left my house today, it was snowing. The biggest flakes I've ever seen in my life. You know, I live on top of Tartar Mountain, and on my way down, similar to Walton's Mountain, and on my way down the mountain, it wasn't snowing. You, a little bit of rain, but no snow, but huge flakes. Do you have that on your weather forecast?
Yeah, I did. I actually saw that popping up on the radar this morning. We had a mix of rain and snow and some sleet throughout the area earlier today. In the higher elevations, which I imagine is where Tartar Mountain is located, some of that rain started to turn to snow as it got a little bit cooler. Anywhere in the lower elevations saw pretty much just rain throughout the morning.
Caroline, do you know, today, Zumwalt, obviously, Zumi's not here, a little sore from SWAT school.
Yeah.
You know, Nicole went through it, so she can kind of relate to that. Kenny, on the other hand, worked late last night, and both of them worked an event we're going to talk about in a minute. Who did we ask to fill, besides you, of course, wonderful you, who did we ask to fill in? Someone that you know, a friend of yours? Exactly.
Yes, as a pleasant surprise, and you picked a good one, Tartar. Kelsey Harrington from the Women's Center is also joining your Rolo team this afternoon. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey.
Kelsey, representing all of women at Virginia Tech, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
I really enjoy to speak on behalf of all women at Virginia Tech. I feel like I definitely have that duty. Actually, not so much. I can only speak on behalf of myself and maybe a little bit the Women's Center. I also started working here in July. I feel I'm still in transition a little bit, but it's been great so far. I work as program coordinator in the Women's Center with 7 other wonderful people, and I'm actually originally from the Chicagoland area.
Chicago, another one of my favorite cities. Right before I went to Boston, I went to Chicago.
I got stuck in an elevator in Chicago once. I thought my mother was going to leave me there, but after a little bit of panic, I finally got out.
I'm so happy you did.
So can you tell us about some of your duties at the Women's Center since July? You've done some things. I know you've come and spoke to our officers at the police department. So just give us a little bit of some of the things that you've done over the past few months.
Sure. So a lot of the beginning part of my position was really just figuring out what the heck I'm supposed to be doing. And I feel like I kind of have that figured out now. I'm on the programming side of things, so I come from a student affairs background, and I plan a lot of events and programs around gender equity. In the fall, I plan Through Feminist Eyes, which is a feminist speaker series. I plan our Women in Wellness series, which is year-round, and we do a variety of programs around different wellness issues, such as healthy eating, and mainly around mental health and maintaining a healthy mindset throughout the year. I also coordinate Women's Month, and so March is Women's Month, which is wonderful. We're coming to the end of it. This week is going to be insane with the amount of programs we have. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be a ton of things to come out to. And so that's part of my position as program coordinator. And then I also, we had our first Women's Day of Service over spring break for female faculty, staff, and students. We had 42 women go out to Floyd and participate in a volunteering opportunity with the Jacksonville Center for the Arts and the organization Plenty.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Caroline, you have another task as well, as does Kelsey. You're monitoring the Twitter feeds, the Facebook pages. Would you be able to tell our listeners how they could contact us through our contact information that's listing on the agenda?
Yes, absolutely. Well, there's the Virginia Tech Police website, of course, www.police.vt.edu. Something that's really taken off this year, especially since I've arrived, is Twitter and Facebook use from both Virginia Tech Police and Rollo Nation. Facebook, Virginia Tech Police, now has over 12,000 likes. Congratulations. Rollo Nation now at 231 likes. That's Facebook, RLRO Nation. And also Twitter, at VA Tech Police and at RLRO Nation for our Residence Life Resource Officers.
And that's all one word, basically, Rollo Nation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, one word, capital RLRON, and then Asian in lowercase letters, yeah.
So when you compare the Virginia Tech Police likes and the Rollo Nation likes, we're just slightly below them, is that correct?
Sure.
Sure.
Sure, by about 12,000.
Yeah.
But you're moving in a positive direction, so I think that's what we need to focus on.
It also needs to be noted that we're up to 23 Twitter followers as well. So
double digits. Last time, I do not believe you were in double digits when we were here.
This happened over spring break, which is surprising.
And we're all about feedback, are we not?
We are.
Feedback. So if you have any feedback, song requests, or anything like that, Zoomy's listening at home as he's recovering from his injuries or his soreness from SWAT school. He said Tartar Mountain sounds like something your dentist treats for you. So not really sure what that's all about. But anyway, Nicole, about our next song. How did we pick the songs for this week?
So this week we actually sent out, I don't know if did we request it or was it just given to us?
It was like one of those ideas that just pops into our minds, and we think, hey, you know, because Engineer Sean loves our song choices.
Loves them. Yes.
But so we decided to go a different route and ask the shift that was working today.
And today's shift is B shift, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them after this song. So through our songs, we took one song request from each officer that sent in. Some officers, like Officer Kendra Klein, did not send a song in. And what was her reasoning for that, John?
Something about she was born, you know, she was in diapers during the 80s. She wasn't listening to a lot of 80s music, something to that effect.
So maybe she didn't have a lot of input like others possibly in this room.
Well, you know, I think you have a little bit more. I think, remember we talked about your mother several times about she was listening to 80s music when, you know, during that time.
That's true.
You know,
so. That's true. So our first song is, well, it's our second song, but our first song request is I Want to Go Back by Eddie Money, and this was requested by Acting Lieutenant Derek Hutchison, and this song was from 1986.
Was he not a police officer for a very short period of time in New York City?
Are we talking about the money, the Eddie money?
The Eddie money.
Again, I will take your word for it.
All right, here we go.
Listen to the radio. I heard a song reminding me of long ago. Back then I thought that things were never gonna change. It used to be that I never had to feel the pain. Hanging out on Friday night.
dance, hoping that I get it right.
If you're passionate about environmental quality, you can join like-minded students in the Environmental Coalition at Virginia Tech. Through strategic political activism, the coalition fights to ensure the preservation of our environment. For more information, visit thecvt.com or come to a meeting held every Tuesday at 8 p.m. in 320 Lavery Hall.
Again, that was I Want to Go Back by Eddie Money. And I know that we have several people, maybe parents listening from, I mean, of course, the Abingdon area, the Boston area, Chicago area. And during that song, I think that, you know, they were wanting to go back, thinking back to the 80s when they were listening to this
Nicole,
song.
You're saying that 90.7, the powerhouse, WUVT,
the powerhouse,
reaches Boston and Chicago?
It does. It does. It's been confirmed.
So it's confirmed. Caroline, how was that confirmed to us?
We just received a message from Danvers, Massachusetts, which is just north of Boston, from Sarah Mulholland, who happens to be my mother, who is listening, and she says hello.
Oh, hello.
Listening from the Northeast today.
Kelsey, do
yes,
you have anything?
Yes, and my mother, Carol Harrington, said she would be listening. She told me via email, and I'm sure she'll be following up later with an email to let me know how
and
it went.
And you will tweet that to
and
confirm.
And I will live tweet it. Yeah, I'm okay. Here for the opportunity of selfies and live tweeting.
I don't know if Carol will have similar feedback, but I know my mother said, I feel like I'm going back in time with all of this wonderful 80s music selected for today. So maybe thanks to our Rolos and to Sean there in the back.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Engineer Sean, again. Thank you. So going back and talking, since all of our requests came from the shift working today, we're just going to go do a roll call of who all's working. So we've got Sergeant Katie Bennick, Officer Tony Miller, Officer Tim Wines, and as we mentioned earlier, Officer Kendra Klein. We also have our dispatchers working. We have Randy, Donna, and Beth. And Beth is actually in training as a new dispatcher. And so I talked to Donna, who is our dispatcher guru, and ask her some of the training that they have to go through when they're in dispatch, because there's a lot of stuff going on in dispatch. You've got phones ringing, you've got, you know, entering things, talking to the officers on the radio. And they not only talk to us, the officers, they also talk to rescue and fire. They have their security cameras going on. If there's people visiting the police department that needs passes, if they need to, you know, check guns in, they're dealing with those people. So lots going on in there. So she said, Donna told me that it's about a 6-month training period. Could be more, could be less, give or take. And then they have to participate in a 40-hour school at the academy, as well as do an additional 4 days of VSIN training, VSIN level A training. So a lot of work that they do in there. Also, our security division is in training today, doing some in-service, and that's being led by Lieutenant Hutchison, who, as we said earlier, requested our last song. So thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Caroline, did you have any more for the weather to talk about? I know you're going to break in with, you know, sudden snowstorms that might hit the Blacksburg region, but do you have anything else for us?
Yeah, well, I know you were interested in, of course, an update on Fenway Park. We're now within 2 weeks of their home opener, and I'll tell you, things aren't looking great up there weather-wise. They are having one of the coldest starts to March to date on record, looking for a possible another 2 feet of, 1 foot of snow this Tuesday into Wednesday on a possible big storm. They're going to have to thaw out that outfield pretty soon and get that snow out of there. But that's what's coming up in Boston, another big one this week. And we're going to see the front end of that with some rain and a sleek Tuesday morning here in Blacksburg and in the Southwest Virginia region.
Thank you, Caroline. Kelsey, anything else about women that you failed or neglected to cover during your brief conversation?
I mean, if only I could possibly cover it all within this 1 hour show, but for some reason I'm thinking it won't be possible.
Where is the Women's Center at for those people that, you know, a lot of people know where it's at, but how would you get there?
So the Women's Center is located on Washington Street, 206 Washington Street. It is a part of Virginia Tech. We serve Virginia Tech students, faculty, and staff, women, men, everything. We are there as a resource to students for a variety of reasons. It's within walking distance of Squires. I know I walk over to Squires quite often. And we are in a tiny little yellow house. And it's a great
cute,
place to hang out. Oh, it's adorable.
House.
It's great. It's great.
A lot of coffee when I've been in there.
Yes. Mm. When you come to the Women's Center, you can drink coffee.
Perfect.
We also have water. And, I think those are our two main features.
It really is.
But we also have a therapy dog. We have two therapy dogs, a therapy dog that comes on Tuesdays and a therapy dog that comes on Fridays. So those are, if you want to come and you want to see the cutest dog you've ever seen, those are the days to come.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
It is.
Did not know about that. That also, we need to tweet that to let the people know about the therapy dog. And how long are they there on those days? Is it all day?
Yeah, throughout the day. So they're there specifically to serve as therapy dogs for our clients that come through our doors to take advantage of our counseling and advocacy services. But they're just as much for us
sure.
and for our visitors that come through to hang out with.
And if you want to have time with the therapy dog, can you just walk in? Is there appointments necessary? Or you just like, hey, I got some time. It's Tuesday. I want to go play with an awesome dog. You just go.
Yeah, it really varies day by day. The therapy dog is spending most of, the two therapy dogs are spending most of their time with Christine Dennis-Smith, co-director of the Women's Center. And so if you wanted to specifically spend some time with the therapy dog, you're more than welcome to come in and make an appointment and hang out with Christine. Or if you just want to hang out and you think it might be a good time, sometimes the dogs are just hanging out with us in our front office receptionist space.
Perfect.
So, yeah, just depends what your needs are.
Thank you.
Kelsey, it's a perfect segue into
perfect,
our next
actually.
Spot here.
I can only imagine.
Nicole and I are going to talk about the Spotlight Officer of the Week. Kelsey, normally that is a human officer. Mm. This week we're going to go a different direction. We're going to go with Canine Boris. What was he formerly known as? He had another name that most people don't know.
Are we boring you? You're yawning.
Didn't sleep well last night, so I apologize.
We'll try to pick up the tempo a little bit here. John can keep up with us. So we talked to Boris's canine handler, Reese, Officer Reese, and he told us that Boris was formerly known as Wallace.
He doesn't look like a Wallace.
He doesn't.
No.
More of a Boris, I'd say.
So I think that the name change to Boris was very fitting. So, John, are you going to tell us a little bit about his bio?
Absolutely. He was born in June 24th of 2014.
He wasn't. He was not born in 2014.
Excuse me, you're correct. And you even have it down as 2004. I just got 2014 on my mind. Thank you for correcting me again, Nicole.
Always.
He was born in East Germany. I believe that I have that correct. He was imported to Ohio, where a kennels facility had him. And I believe Officer Larry Waddell and his former handler, Officer Weaver, went up and they tested him out and they brought him back. Tested very well. You yawning as well, Nicole? I see a little bit over there. So they brought him back. They tested him. Not all dogs make the cut to be police dogs. I have one at home. Well, I have a retired police dog made the cut. I have one that didn't make the cut. So I know how that works. But they tested him and brought him back. Officer Keith Weaver worked him for, I would say, about a year or so. I could be wrong about the length of time there. Officer Weaver retired, and when you retire, as I did, the dog stays there, as mine did, and continues to work. He worked previously for the Ohio Department of Corrections, and some other information that you might be interested in. He was used for crowd control, but 99% of his work was in narcotic detection. He was used for tracking as well. Other departments would call out sometimes for a tracking dog, and he would come out and help. On one particular track that Officer Reese told us about, was the dog tracked to a suspect that had ran from the police. He ditched his vehicle, and he ran from the police in Christiansburg. He went into a thick brush area. The dog tracked to the suspect hiding in the thick brush area, and this happens a lot of times. The dog is awesome. Tracks there, and then he looks back at you. Happened with my dog one time. He looks back, and they can't talk. Is that correct, Caroline?
That is true. Most of the time, yes.
Most of the time. But they can give you clues, you know. So he looked up, and he's like, basically, hey, the guy's right here in the brush. So awesome tracking dog. Nicole, how much did Officer Reese have to pay for that dog when he retired?
I believe he paid $5 to keep the dog as his own after he retired.
They don't, you know, you have to pay a fee, Kelsey, for that dog. And $5 is not a lot, correct?
Relatively, yes. Yeah.
He worked for the Virginia. I know for you it might be, and college students it might be. For me too as well.
We're professionals.
Professionals. Yeah. Excuse me. Thank you for correcting me again.
Struggled somewhat.
He worked for the police department for 6 years, and he went in. He had to retire. Why did he retire, Nicole?
He retired because he had bulging discs, and it was causing him pain. He's not able to do some of the things that he was able to do before. So he actually went in on Friday for spinal surgery at Vet Med.
What will he be doing in retirement? Kind of like me, you know, when I finally retire.
Well, it's not been confirmed by Officer Reese, but we hope that he'll be able to sit under a shade tree and, you know, watch some squirrels, snuggle with the Reese family. That's what I'm picturing his retirement to look like.
And Officer Reese is going to get another vehicle. He's going to get another dog, Caroline. So he will go back to Ohio with Officer Waddell, and they'll test another dog and bring that dog back. And you asked, how long does it take to train a dog, Caroline?
Yeah. I imagine it takes some time.
Probably 2 to 3 months, depending on the time that you're allotted. And then his dog will be on the road. Kelsey, gets kind of tough at home to have a retired dog and a new dog because sometimes they don't get along.
I can only imagine. Are you currently taking applications for a dog?
Unfortunately not. We have certain kennel facilities that we have. A lot of people call up. Do you have a dog?
I do. I was just thinking she could really help in this situation.
Maybe just leave that information with us when we get done here.
She's a Pomeranian, so she's fierce.
Well, there's actually another Pomeranian in the running if it goes to that breed.
Okay.
And she has a Mohawk, so she kind of has the upper hand.
Oh, you're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right. I might have to figure this out then.
Yeah. She definitely has a student vote.
Yeah, well, I'll get back to you on that.
Well, we did get some feedback. I'm looking at my phone right now, and Officer Kenny Ball was talking about the fact that I did yawn on the air. I think Engineer Sean probably should gig me on that. I think that's probably not appropriate.
You already have so many strikes. I don't know if I can give you any more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be John's last show with us.
Officer Kenny Ball, he said that he is yawning as well because he worked late last night. He wanted a special thanks to the Virginia Tech Police dispatchers and the awesome job they did last night. One of our RAs, Caroline, observed a fight on the drill field area, did what the responsible RA is supposed to do, call the police. The police got there, but before the police got there, our wonderful camera system that we have cameras situated around campus, dispatchers can see that in dispatch. We're able to pull it up and help our officers in apprehending the two subjects that were fighting on the drill field.
Wonderful.
Nicole, Zumi, Kenny not here. What did they do last night? Part of the reason why they're not here as well.
To build up the anticipation a little bit, I'm going to tell you after our next song, which is When Doves Cry by Prince and the Revolution, which was requested by Sergeant Katie Bennick, 1984. Engineer Sean.
Covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets in bloom, animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you. Yeah.
Kelsey, tell me something. We just talked about Canine Boris and what an awesome police dog he was and is going into retirement. If he was a singing artist, you know, dogs can sing, believe it or not, if you just understand, what would he be called?
Well, it only seems appropriate that after this Prince song, he would be called Boris, formerly known as Wallace.
Hit it. That was it.
Very nice. Very nice. I think we have some back there. Caroline, what happened last night?
Yeah, last night, RHF, the Residence Hall Federation, a student representation group here on campus, put on Relay Royale in the Owens Banquet Room, a dress to impress event. There were raffles, blackjack tables, Texas Hold'em tournaments, bingo, the whole nine yards. It was a fundraiser event for Relay for Life, which is coming up in a few weeks here at Virginia Tech. Two other Rolos who are not here today were there last night. Zumi and Kenny were both there along with lots of faculty, staff, students. They really had quite a night over there in Owens Banquet Hall. The Corps of Cadets, Southern Colonels, their dance band, the first time I've seen them play live, and they were fantastic. Swing dancing throughout the room. They had students dancing and waltzing, all kinds of things. So, great night.
Did you happen to see the Rolos dance at any time? Zumi or Kenny dancing?
I didn't see them dancing. I saw them over by the cookies and lemonade table for quite some time.
True,
I didn't actually see them hit the dance floor.
True Rolo form, exactly.
True Rolo form.
Nicole, what do we have next?
Before we get to next, since I have SWAT school on here twice and I didn't realize that we were leading in with that at the beginning of the show, we have been getting a little more feedback. I actually just got a short video of showing the true dedication that people have to the show. I know some people are listening on, you know, computers, on their phone. Some people actually have an FM radio that they're listening on. But some people they go to great lengths. And this video showed a couple of my friends, Jane Vance and Ann Heflin, who actually have a whole room in Torgerson, like a whole classroom that is rented out so they can watch the show. And they have it up on the screen, the station, and it's coming through. Very impressive.
Right now in Torgerson.
Right now in Torgerson.
We have people watching. Oh, well, I can't watch. Only if they
it's
could
on
watch.
It's on the screen, WUVT 90.7, Rolo Nation.
We need to talk to Engineer Sean, see if we can get a video in here and maybe incorporate that.
I don't know if the people can handle that at this point. That might be a little much.
So how many people would you guess are viewing that right now, or listening to maybe 3, 4?
In Torgerson?
Yes.
I can confirm two.
Two.
Probably
okay.
a strong two at this point is what I'm going with. But they are both actually involved with Virginia Tech's Help Save the Next Girl. And I know we talked about a lot of things that are coming up this week. One of the big things that we have is Take Back the Night, which is this Thursday it starts at 7 p.m., right? On Henderson Lawn?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for confirming that, Kelsey. And so anyone that wants to come out for that event, it's going to be a great time. We start, and there's usually speakers, and then there's actually a march, I guess, that goes through downtown, back up onto campus, and makes a big circle, and our officers get on bike, and we stop traffic for that event, and they do chants and different things. It's really neat. They also have the clothesline up that has shirts and have people's stories on them, and that's going to be displayed in Squires this week. Can you confirm
it actually,
that?
To go back to Take Back the Night, it is 6:30. The rally
6:30.
Will begin at 6:30,
okay,
and it
perfect.
Is sponsored by Women's Space. So this is an entirely student-run event. It's really great, the amount of students that get together to put this event on. It's a pretty major event on campus. The Clothesline Project display will actually be Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, so the 25th and 26th, from 9 to 5 on the drill field.
Oh,
weather pending. So depending on what Caroline has to say, if it's looking bad, it will be in Squires. Rain location is Squires. Do we have a good to go with the weather this week, Caroline?
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be the iffy day of the three, especially in the morning, having that pretty slick morning on Tuesday, and that could carry for a good bit of the day. But Wednesday and Thursday are looking clear, minimally mid-40s. Thursday's going to be a little bit nicer for that rally and that walk on Thursday night.
That's great. That is great to hear.
Nicole, will you be on bicycle that night? Will all the Rolos be on bicycle, especially you?
Yes.
Riding in the parade?
Yes, I will. And you will also.
Awesome. Well, What's next on our agenda, Nicole?
Well, we want Kelsey to talk to us a little more about anything that's happening the rest of the semester, the rest of this month with being Women's Month. Share with us other things that people can be involved with through the Women's Center.
Absolutely. So this is actually the Women's Center's 20th anniversary on campus, which is really a great accomplishment. Many campuses don't even have a Women's Center, and so the fact that we've had one and we had it for 20 years is really great. I'm only a very small part of that history with having just got here in July. But in honor of that 20th anniversary, we have two events left of this semester that are going to be in celebration of our 20th anniversary. The first one being this Saturday, we are hosting LunaFest. LunaFest is a film festival by, for, and about women that will be at 3 o'clock on Saturday at the Lyric in downtown Blacksburg. And this is really great. There's actually one of the short films is about grandmas that play basketball. It is awesome. It is hilarious. And the strong will of these women is something to admire. And actually, one of the grandmothers will be here. And we will be celebrating that film with her. So that's going to be a ton of fun. And then our final event to celebrate our 20th anniversary is the Chocolate Festival.
Woo-hoo.
And who doesn't love chocolate?
We all love chocolate.
Absolutely. So the last time we did this event was in 2008. And so we are bringing it back. We are doing the Chocolate Festival on April 2nd. 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in Old Dominion Ballroom within Squires. Feel free to stop by the Women's Center and buy a ticket. But you can also buy the ticket at the door. And at the Chocolate Festival, you will get information on women's health. You will be able to try a ton of different chocolate things that people bring, whether they be brownies, cookies, cakes. And those are going to be baked by just local people and some of our restaurants in town.
Kelsey, is it open for men as well? Do you strongly encourage men to come to these activities?
I strongly encourage everyone to attend. But yes, Chocolate Festival and LunaFest are open to everyone, which would include the male population.
It would.
And the parade as well. Strongly suggest, encourage
take
men
back
to come
the night.
Out. Yes,
oh,
Take Back
absolutely.
The Night, excuse me.
Absolutely. So Take Back the Night is a really wonderful event for anyone to participate in. You'll learn a lot through that experience, and I'm sure you'll be moved to probably volunteer with the Women's Center afterwards, most likely.
Now, Kelsey, you've thrown a lot of information out at us. There's a lot of great things coming up, a lot of great things that the Women's Center is involved in and that they stand for. So people tend to forget. We're overloading them with a lot of information today in general. So how would people be able to go at a later time and find some of this information?
Well, the Women's Center has a Facebook page. It's VT. It's just Virginia Tech Women's Center. You can find us if you just search for us on Facebook. We also have our website, womenscenter.vt.edu. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. Our handle is VT_WC, or as I like to say, WC. That's what all the
Dub-C.
Kids are saying these days.
Oh, they are.
WC.
We're getting
like
schooled because yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh,
WC.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to get with that program. WC, we're starting that.
Kelsey, I don't know if your mom has given you some feedback, but I know Caroline's is giving some feedback. They want to know, what is a Rolo? They're not understanding this Rolo Nation thing. Nicole, what is a Rolo?
Well, I am a Rolo. And it's also a delicious caramel chocolate, which may be at the chocolate festival.
Perhaps.
That is coming up. Could be.
Well, Rolo is a residence life resource officer. And there are four of us assigned to the res halls. Our primary function is to patrol in the res halls, doing education programs, and being a resource for residents' life, the residents, and the police department. We are like a bridge between the police department and res life. Would you say that would be accurate?
I would. I love that term, actually. Mm-hmm. I actually believe you stole the term.
I believe I did. That's the way I work. So, you know, can you pronounce Rolo, R-L-R-O, Caroline?
Yes, Rolo.
Well, but that's not, you know. So people say, well, that's not the way you spell Rolo, you know. The reason why we love, you know, the candy kind of thing, and also the fact that someone said that one time. They called us a Rolo instead of RLRO. So that's how it came about. I
it
hope.
Stuck. No pun intended. With the caramel from the.
I'm sure your mom's laughing, Caroline. And maybe you know, you can let me know if your mom understands. You know, I'm not saying she wouldn't understand, but if that makes sense. You know, the Rolo concept.
Yeah. I will check in. The latest I got was that she was hungry and was confused as to what the Rolo meant. So I'm sure your bridge description there helped a lot.
Our next song comes from Officer Tony Miller. It's a 1983 song, I believe. It comes off the Thriller album. It's from Michael Jackson and Engineer Sean. Can we hear the song Beat It for Officer Miller?
You sure can. First, join the VT Women's Center on Saturday, March 29th at 3 p.m. at the Lyric for LunaFest, a film festival of award-winning films by, for, and about women, including 9 shorts filled with reflection, love, and humor. Luna bars will be provided. For more information, visit www.womenscenter.vt.edu.
we good, Sean? Okay, Engineer Sean says that we're good. So again, that was Beat It, Michael Jackson. And we've been getting some positive feedback from different people texting in and such, saying that they're liking the song choice this week. So from all of our listeners to B-Shift, we thank you for the songs. Everyone's enjoying it much better than the songs that John typically picks for our show. So now we're going to talk about some of the things that we've done this past week. We talk about Casino Royale already, and another event that we went to, which actually wasn't last week. I think it was before spring break, but we went to an event in Vauder, and it was Flapjacks and Flannel. And the students come, and they wear their flannel, and they get pancakes. It's a pretty cool event. The Rolos tend to try to make that event because we love a good pancake. Sometimes we flip the flapjacks. Would you say that's correct, John?
I would say I do it really well. I'm really good with pancakes.
But as our sergeant pointed out, he says that it's kind of hard to mess a pancake up. So he's not giving us a whole lot of credit when it comes to the flipping of flapjacks.
I've flipped many a flapjack in Pritchard as well as you know, Vauder.
Lots of cool toppings and different things. So.
I think there's a lot of ways a pancake can go wrong. I think the skill set that Tartar possesses here could be.
I like to add the syrup to the batter, as well as the other ingredients.
Other ingredients. So the neat thing about this particular event that they had was not, well, the best thing about it was the pancakes, of course. But the second best thing was that they actually had the students, as they're coming in, they had a note card or index card for them, and they had to write down one piece of advice that they would give their freshman self. And so they had to give this piece of advice in order to receive a flapjack pancake that was was the mixture.
Is that English we're speaking, or some kind of Roloese?
I don't know. So I asked the RLC Elise if I could have some of those note cards. I don't know if they're going to put them on a bulletin board or what they're going to use them for, but just some of the ones that I thought were neat I wanted to mention. So one said they would tell their freshman self to not be afraid to try new things. Another one says to leave your door open and make friends, that there's a lot of people on the hall that you can get to know and you know, start lifelong friendships. Someone would like to tell their freshman self to not get addicted to Netflix, which is a big deal. I mean, all those TV shows.
I enjoy a good Netflix documentary, by the way.
It's a lot.
Same.
So do not procrastinate studying. What are some of the others that we have? Someone says, calm down. No one else knows what's going on either. You'll be great. So a good piece of positive advice to their freshman self. Start homework and actually finish it. Seems to be a good piece of
it's
advice.
Vital.
It's what I tell my daughter, you know. She's fixing to go to college, and I want her to finish her homework.
And where will she be going to college, John Tartar?
Locally. She's going locally. I think one of the major universities in this region, I believe.
And do you think that she's going here because of the support that she would have here by certain people?
Absolutely. I believe the Rolos would keep an eye on her, I believe.
Okay. See, I would think that she would be going somewhere out of state, possibly, because of that fact.
To get as far away from the Rolo Nation as possible.
Yes, but, in-state tuition is typically cheaper, so I can understand that. So, anyway, bring shower flip-flops. I think that's vital also, almost as vital as finishing your homework.
Foot fungus is an epidemic.
It is an epidemic. And I think we talked about epidemics on one of the shows, did we not? Was that Officer Zumwalt that was here when we talked about an epidemic?
I did. I do believe so.
What
I believe it was.
Classified an epidemic. So those are just a few. If you have other pieces of advice that you would like to give your freshman self or your younger self, please tweet those to us. We would love to know and pass those on to our students as we give presentations.
Thank you, Nicole. Kelsey, we're running low on time. We want to try to get that last song in, I believe. Hopefully Engineer Sean will let us play that before we have enough time. But we wanted to present you with a couple of things. Number one is the Junior Virginia Tech Police Officer Badge. So we'd like you to pin that on. I'll try to take a picture of you.
Honored. A selfie is what I'll be taking.
A selfie. You're all about the selfies. We'd also like to present you, I'm talking like Nicole, with a bumper sticker, and it's TL3, Text later, live longer. So if you, we have those at the Rollo office. So if you have friends that would like one, they can come to the Rollo office at Dietrich, and we can give them a sticker as well as the police department.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
Would you consider coming back?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll keep you in mind. We'll let you
know.
If you put that on your car, you take a picture of it, you can send it to us, or you can send it to the one of our friends. He's a sergeant at VCU. He has. They have a web page, Text Later Live Longer. They might post a picture of that on your car.
Great. Thank you.
Caroline, do you have anything?
No, I think that's it. It's been a pretty good hour here today.
Yeah, feeling good about it.
Yeah, feeling real good.
Awesome.
Nicole?
We going in...
Well, I'm looking at the time. I think we barely have enough time to get this last song, and it was requested.
I think we do. It's important to play this last song.
Who requested this song?
Our dispatcher, Donna Edwards, again, dispatch guru, VSIN guru. She keeps us in line. She requested this song.
And it's by The Cars, and it's called Drive from 1984. Remember, that was a great year for me, 1984. Are we going to be here next week, Nicole?
We are going to be here next week.
I think some of our Rollo partners will be here as well. So, Engineer Sean, I believe this might be our last song for the day. See you next week.
Thanks, Engineer Sean.
So great. You can't go.